This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 31st, 2012, episode 562, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, you asked and we listened. Today's show is all really bad ads. We have gleaned ads from the year's best of the worst, from the sublime to the ridiculous, and we have packaged them neatly into this glaringly obvious year-end finale show. Sit back and relax as we play out 2012 to the sounds of laughter. The hilarity begins right after this message from Omega Alpha Equine.
Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
I'll do the first one. I don't know why I always get the sheath cleaning ads, but it seems like I do.
I found it, and I had to send it to you to read. It's just awesome.
I knew you had to have something to do with this ad, because everybody knows how I feel about cheese cleaning. All right, now, not only did she send me this ad about cheese cleaning, it is all in capitals, so I have to, like, scream this ad the entire time. So here we go. Cheese cleaning. I currently have spaces available weekends for cheese cleaning. I normally charge $25 per horse, but if you have a stables where there are more than two that need cleaning, I will do them for $20 per horse. I will come to you so the horse isn't stressed out, and it's a great way to get to know fellow equestrians and keep your horse happy.
Okay, please, if you could do this for me, maybe Jennifer, can you edit the clip of him saying, I currently have spaces available weekends for sheath cleaning? I would have that as a button. I would play that all the time. Who has weekend time? I can come clean your horse's penis on the weekends. Woohoo! Super fun. And if you have more penises for me to clean, I will charge you less. It's a party.
My favorite part is it's a great way to get to know your fellow equestrian.
I know.
It's a great way to get to know your fellow equines. Okay, that's the true thing. Good Lord.
I love the line, too. I will come to you so the horse isn't stressed out. The horse is already stressed out and getting the sheath cleaned.
Oh, my God. Unless they're Jet and he, like, celebrates the party to get wine.
He's also the one that tries to bite your butt, isn't he?
No, the sheath cleaning thing, remember we went over this, he quite enjoys it. I thought
well,
he was going to try to kill me.
He also tries to bite your butt. So,
yeah, no, that's, this is getting too weird. I'm going to move on. check her out. Great gray mare. Great gray mare. You need to check her out. Hello, I have a 17-year-old quarter type, although I think she may be gated mare. She is about 17 years old and about 15 hands tall. You don't know if she's a gated or a quarter horse? Isn't that pretty obvious? Hello, I have a 17-year-old quarter type, although I think she may be gated mare. She is about 17 years old and just about 15 hands tall. She is flea-bitten gray. She is really beautiful and sweet as can be. She does need some work. She is broke to ride and just needs someone with time to do a bit of a refresher with her. Not a mean bone in her body. She just had her teeth done not even a month ago. She loves baths and being groomed. Heck, I painted her toes blue sparkle the other day. I read that again. She loves baths and being groomed. Heck, I painted her toes blue sparkle the other day. Someone will be very blessed with this mare. I believe a refresher course could be a great beginner horse asking 500 OBO for her. I can try to make up some of what I have spent on her shoe and teeth. Her teeth alone were $450.
Holy crap, what'd she get, braces?
That's a good point. I love this part too. You can shoot me a call or shoot me a text or shoot me an email.
Or just shoot going on.
Or just shoot Jeff. Exactly. Okay, that's funny. That's a really good ad. Really good, really bad.
That's an expensive dentist she has. My God.
Dude. Seriously, and then they said that they spent a lot on her shoes and her teeth. $450 for the shoes. How much did it cost to paint the blue sparkle on her toe?
Next one up by Robin Donahue. Thank you so much, Robin, for sending this one. And what made this one so good, maybe, Jennifer, you could just post the ad and the picture together, and then people will get it. What made this one so such a bad ad is the picture. It is the blurriest picture of a horse you've ever seen. And it's a Haflinger pony horse, $800. Our Haflinger mare is very nice riding horse. Her name is Sunshine. Our Sunshine is about 13 hands, age estimated 8 years old. And we have to cut the herd back. And herd is spelled H-E-A-R-D. If you would like to see Sunshine, call. So, and then there's the picture of this, what appears to maybe be a Haflinger standing about 50 feet away, and it's all blurry. So not the perfect picture to sell a horse.
Do you get the distinct impression while this photograph was being taken that they were running through the field chasing it while it did not want to be caught and have his picture taken? So they're like, screw it, she's running through the grass and just takes a picture of the horse. That is kind of what I can get.
Especially seeing you can't even see a fence in this picture, so the horse is probably out in a million-acre pasture.
I know. You can't even catch it. So if you'd like to see Sunshine, give me about a week heads up, and then I'll try to catch him. Bring her up. That's awesome. Robin Donahue also sent this one in, and I'm mad at her because it is all one sentence.
This is going to be a tough one, too.
They put all the periods in the title.
That's what I was going to say. Chickens, period. Rabbits, period. Geese, period. Turkeys, period. Many horse. And then they used, apparently their period button was not going to work anymore. They used them all up. All right. Chickens, I have brown egg layers, all kind, $20 each. Roosters are 10 each. I also have bantams, hens, roosters, I'm asking, $15 each. I have turkeys, toms are 75 each. Hens, I have 50 each. I have rabbit meat and pelts, 20 each. Geese, I have 3 hens and a drake, I'm selling for 200. Will not sepeat them. I have the tiny, tiny mini colt. He is a pink. He is 10 months old. He is super friendly. He is dumb. Body part of these letters. And will be under 28 inches tall. Wow.
Very good.
I need some water now.
That was pretty good. There were a lot of numbers in that one, which really makes it harder, doesn't it, when you put the numbers in.
Yeah. I don't know if I actually read that right. I don't know. I couldn't do it anymore. The next one is from Rachel. Nope. Purebred Palomino. Purebred Palomino. Now, where this is funny is also through the pictures, because it appears that they could not get close enough to get a good picture of the horse. Purebred Clean. That's all in all caps, too. Purebred Clean. 4 years of age. Very nice. Smart, patient, started training, has one child. can be used for barrel jumping. If any question or if interested, call Marquez. Then there is a photo of the horse in the desert. Then there's a photo of the horse, the like rear end of the horse. Then there's a photo of the horse looking away, and then there's a photo of the horse with a child on it. So when I read this ad and saw the pictures, does that mean that that kid comes with the horse? Do you get that, baby?
I get kind of get a good impression, don't you?
Pure breed, clean, 4 years of age, very nice, smart, patient, started training, has one child. O&E has one child. That one in the picture. It's yours if you take the horse. I get a baby.
Cheap for that. You know, you're buying the horse and the child for $2,500. Only in Berkeley.
I didn't know that was still legal on Craigslist. I didn't know.
Apparently you can sell babies, but only if they come with horses.
Got it.
One child.
Jennifer found the next one. I love this next one. Jennifer found the next one. And I want to know exactly what section you were looking in to find this, Jennifer. I was a little concerned about that when I saw it. So the title is Stone Pot Plant, $25. That's right. The title is Stone Pot Plant. This is a stout stone pot plant that is in good condition. It has creative designs on the outside and is around 50 pounds in weight. Selling this in Lubbock area only. If interested, call. So if you are in need of a stout stone pot plant, you can find it in Lubbock, Texas today. And apparently, not only can you sell children on Craigslist, you can sell stone stout pot plants.
This is a big-ass marijuana plant because 50 pounds is a lot of pot.
This is a Freudian mistake you probably don't want to make, because one thing we know from the stories we read is that the police monitor Craigslist. And I guarantee you one of the things they search for is pot. So I wonder if there was a phone call made here. This is very bad Freudian slip.
I don't even know if it's Freudian. I really honestly think they're selling a pot plant. It's stout. It's 50 pounds. It has designs on the outside of the plant. And I'm failing it in this area only because they can't go across the border with it.
Well, I have an idea, Jamie. You need to plant this in your front yard, and then all your gophers will get stoned.
Then I can maybe relocate them. I can relocate them easier. Hey, guys, come in here. I got a Snickers bar. Take on the munchies. They'll come. It'll be great. Good idea. Jeff sent this one in. Healer puppies for sale. Healer puppies for sale. This is in Sarcoxy, where is MO? I don't know. I have two female red healer puppies with blue, also 4C, come from working farther. I have pics. If you want to see them, call and I will text you the pic.
What?
And then you call Tabitha. I have two female red healer puppies with blue, also 4C, come working farther.
I have no idea what that means.
Trying to sell something, Tabitha. Use English. English. Do you speak it? I have two female red healer puppies with blue, also 4C, come from working farther. Awesome.
Thank you, Jeff. And Jeff also sent this one in, and this is going to be the picture of the day. You know how we usually do a crappy trailer picture? Well, this one doesn't even have the trailer. It's barely a bottom frame. And the title is Heavy Trailer 4x8, also in MO, wherever that is. Dual axle, look at picks and call. Not even a price. Now, you could possibly maybe build a trailer on top of this, but probably it would fall apart long before you ever, the rust would cave it in long before you ever got the trailer built. One of the nice things about this ad, actually, and I got to give them credit, is they didn't ask $800 for it. So, Jennifer, there is your trailer pick of the day. And also, if you buy it today, you get the rusty old lawnmower that's sitting beside it in the picture. He might even be able to put the rusty old lawnmower on the rusty old trailer after they fill up the tires and you can take it home.
Or put it looks like maybe a ladder, like a rusted out ladder with wheels.
That's what it kind of looks like, doesn't it? You're right. You're absolutely right. Doesn't it make you, you have lots of uses for that around the farm. You could haul your gophers away. All 3,000 of them to Carrington.
Hop on,
all
guys.
Right. The next one was from Vicky. This is the one I mentioned yesterday. And Karen, you understand, we're just picking on you. it. Be a good sport. We're just picking it. We're just having fun today. Vicky from Yorkshire, England sent this one, and thank you so much for Vicky. She said she's a regular listener and loves the show. So England has really bad ads, too. That's what that says. This is the description.
No. You have to do this in your very best English accent.
Okay. I don't really have a good English accent.
I know.
I should get, Delia in here to read this.
Delia.
That's what I should do.
Yeah.
Yes. Delia. Hey, come in here, Delia. I need you to read an ad here. It was sent in by one of our English listeners. So in your very best Irish English accent, I need you to read this. Come on over here. She said she can't read something that's English. So I need you to come down here, and I need you to read this ad. Okay.
Now, Ken, you do understand that there's no relationship between an Irish and an English.
I got you, but that's you're as close as we get on this show. So come right down to the mic.
He's very offensive. He's offensive. Sorry.
You got to come right out of the microphone and start here.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm the right person to read it.
All right, she's not reading it for us. All right. Before I start, I will be very honest in everything I say, and I would only expect the same honesty in return. I have a lovely 17-2 ex-racer, and I have only had for a short while. His good points, he is a sweetheart, a darling to handle and deal with. His bad point? Unfortunately, he reared over with me whilst riding and landed on top of me. Now, to some of you, this may sound stupid, but to some who, I can't even read the sentence, who count will know what I mean when I say he does not rear maliciously. He is not a nasty rearer. There was no jumping or spinning. It was just bounce up and then over, and he was in pain. You were too, apparently. You were under the horse. I have had his mouth checked. He was in a bad way, and the vet has been out to see him. I am almost getting his back to see. The reason I am requiring help is because when he fell on me, I fractured a vertebrae, and although in time I will be fine, I cannot work with him currently and will be sometime before my back is strong enough. I don't want someone who just fancies a free ride. Okay, now I'm going to stop there for a second. What idiot that fancies a free ride is going to want a horse that rears? Or thinks they can wing it. She's going to have people lined up for this horse, and think that they can wing her. I don't want every Tom or Harry popping up and having to go on then telling me he is too dangerous. I am after someone who is experienced and talented and has patience and time. He has a lot of love to give in return. If you think you may be able to help in some way, feel free to message me for a chat. Yeah, I'm sure she had him lining up at the door.
This is just awesomely English, okay? I mean, if you can just hear somebody going, I don't want somebody who just fancies a free ride or thinks they can wing it. I don't want every Tom or Harry popping up and having a go and then telling you. That is so awesomely English, even in my bad accent, you could understand. I don't think people are lining up out the door, honey, to come and ride your horse for free that reared up and flipped over on you and broke your back. Probably not going to happen. But good luck.
I'd be interested to follow up on this and see what happens with that one.
Just message her for a chat, Glenn.
Okay, we can do that. Let's do that. And the winner for this week's Really Bad Ads, just in time.
This is fantastic, and I'm going to have to read it in the voice that it sounds like it would have been written in. This comes from Biz Stam. Congratulations, Biz. You are the winner of the Kentucky Performance Products, and tell us the name of that product again, Glenn.
It is? Sorry.
Malox Advance.
Thank you. I was just looking at something else. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Busted, Glenn. Busted.
Guilty.
You're supposed to pay attention to the show. You know, it's only like 2 minutes left in the whole thing. For
I'm
God's
on
sake.
Location. Hey, I made it an hour and a half before my ADD kicked in.
Go ahead.
Do you not know what the product is? Okay.
Oh, yes, it's Malox Advance.
Okay. Thank you.
KPPUSA.com.
Yes, kvpsa.com. So, Biz, you win the Nalox, Nalox Plus, Nalox Advanced. Here is the ad.
I was hired by an Imperial Egyptian stud to break horses, Hereford, Maryland. I was asked by Eileen Verdick to coincide with Michael Byatt of Arabco to become Arabco North. Between the two ranches, we had over 700 show, race, and endurance horses at this time. At this time, I was asked to take over the training barns. I remained in this position until I decided to move. Look up Imperial Egyptian Stud or Arabco or Eileen Verdick, top in the world in the Arabian industry. Their clients, who I worked for, Patrick Swayze, Sheikh Althani, Muhammad, Sheikh Abdul, Tim Disney, Walt Disney. Letter of recommendation from Arabco North to back up what I'm saying. We own and breed quarter horses.
What the hell does that have to do with all the Arabian stuff?
We own and breed AQHA. I have trained a wide discipline of horses, Arabian, National Show Horses, Morgan, Saddlebreds, Quarter Horses, Appaloosas, Peruvians, etc. Our bloodlines lean on the racing AQHA blood. Please visit the website for more info and the letter of recommendation.
What the hell are you talking about? You're an idiot.
What? I totally don't even get what she's trying to... What? I'm lost. Is she selling something? Buying something?
To me, it sounded like a former, I don't know. I think it's trying to get you to send your horse to train with him. But Glenn, how long has Walt Disney been dead?
Oh, a long time. Long time.
God rest his soul.
I was thinking that when you said, I was going, this lady's old.
Exactly is Walt Disney going to write you a letter of recommendation? Okay. No, he can't. And Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul, he ain't writing no letter of recommendation either. Love the guy.
He did.
Who is Tim Disney? It's like Walt Disney's brother, sister's nephew's cousin's guy that knows this girl that lives down the street with the same last name as Disney.
and by the way, I'm sure Sheikh Mohammed would be thrilled to write you a letter of recommendation.
Sheikh Abdul. Sheikh Muhammad, which, by the way, he spelled both of those wrong. and who the hell is Eileen Verdick? It's I-E-L-E-E-N. I got to Google that person just to see who Eileen Verdick is, because apparently you can look them up, and they are very big in the industry of whatever the hell he's trying to be industrious about, because it didn't even say. And the ad goes on. It's just such a great ad. Eileen Verdick is the proprietor of Straight Egyptians.com. Okay, straight Egyptians.com. And
not
it is spelled incorrectly. no, not a rap star. That is one of the best ads that I've heard, and I don't even know what it was advertising. So.
Hey, folks, Coach Jen here from the Horse Tip Daily Show. All of us as horsemen mull over our horses' nutrition and stress out over their stress level and fret about their fitness. But when is the last time you puzzled over your horse's lounging and sleeping comfort? Research has shown us over and over that quantity as well as quality of rest and sleep are crucial for top athletic performance as well as overall well-being. Enter Stable Comfort by ProMat. Astute horsemen everywhere have been trusting Stable Comfort by ProMat to provide unsurpassed comfort for their equine charges, as well as an efficient and economical stall flooring system that saves them both labor and bedding dollars. Still not sure? Well, here's what one of Stable Comfort by ProMat's customers has to say. When I built my first custom stables slightly more than 8 years ago, one of my greatest concerns was the stall mat selection. Frankly, I would rather have no stall mats than mats that constantly shift, tripping horses and requiring extra shavings to hide the problems in an attempt to make horses comfortable. And most of all, I dreaded the burden of having to move heavy mats and repack stall foundations. Mission accomplished, thanks to ProMat for delivering an excellent product. The horses love it because it is comfortable. I love it because it looks perfect, even after 8 years. We bed the stalls only as needed and use far less shavings than I ever could have had imagined. And it takes less time to clean the stalls when using less bedding. And that's from Ann Dewerge of Little Rock, Arkansas. But the accolades don't stop there. Head on over to StableComfort.com and find out why champions like Nick Skelton, Mary King, and Chris Cox use Stable Comfort by ProMat Systems for their equine athletes.
The first ad comes from Rachel Rosenthal. And I got to say that this is one of the best collections of really bad ads I've ever seen. I actually wanted four or five of them to actually be the winners. These are so good. It was actually, I changed the winner, Glenn, so we changed it. Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in. It's three-year-old gray stud. Three-year-old gray stud for sale. No papers, in quotation marks. Why is that in quotation marks? I don't know. Both parents were registered, but I cannot get papers on them, so I'm sailing him as grade. Cannon is 16 hands tall, half quarter horse, and half TB. He has had groundwork done. You can lunge him on the lunge line. He does really good. He has been started under saddle and takes the bit. No rider has been on him yet, just groundwork. You can pick up his feet, does okay in the front. He does not like his back as much. Loads in trailer. Stands for bathe. You can fly spray him, brush him, stand tied, etc. He needs a more experienced handler. He does rare sometimes after rolling in the dirt. What does that mean?
Does he roll in the dirt when you're on your back? I'm not sure.
He does rare sometimes, R-A-R-E. He does rare sometimes after rolling in the dirt. Has good stall manners. I have started him jumping a foot. He would make a great English, Western trail horse, barrel horse.
Put your foot out and he jumps over it.
He is a hyper horse, but once you start working him, he does calm down. Asking $500 for him, cash only. The more training he has, the price will go up. A good home is a must. He is a good horse, and I don't want to see him go to waste. Thanks so much. Now, with a trainer like that, dear God, they better really skyrocket the price, because he is jumping a foot with no rider.
Now, the first mistake they made was they named a half thoroughbred Cannon. Okay, that's not a good idea, because your destiny is there. That's not good karma for a thoroughbred.
Why on earth have you not castrated this horse? Seriously, Geldim, because, let me get this straight. You're telling me that a three-year-old that's unbroken, that is still a stallion, is hyper when you start working him? What? That's crazy. That is just crazy.
Well, the next one was sent in by Gemma, and Gemma, thank you for sending this in.
This is so good.
Horse for Diamond Ring, $5,500 in American Fork, Utah. I have a purebred fox trotter that I would like to trade for a Diamond Ring. This horse came out of some world champion fox trotter stables in northern Utah. Which one? We don't care. She is 4 years old and one of the kindest horses that I have ever been around. I have had my two-year-old niece ride her without any problems. Very intelligent and eager to learn. She is very pretty and a great horse. Looking to get a nice ring for my anniversary that is coming up in about a month. Now, let me explain to this gentleman something. If you sell your wife's horse and buy her a ring, it isn't going to have the kind of effect that you had hoped.
This is what I wanted to know. Is the man, or the husband, or the wife selling this horse? Like, if it's the wife, and she's selling her husband's horse because she wants a diamond ring, that's awesome. If this,
wait a minute.
If this is a husband selling his wife's horse to give her a diamond ring, she's going to kill you.
I know. I immediately went, it was to the husband doing this. You know, I thought at first it was, I thought it was going to be an engagement ring, but apparently it's anniversary, so.
Yeah, no, it's like, think of it as the woman. Hey, you guys.
I love that. You know why I think it's the guy? This is why. This sentence right here, and I think you'll agree after I read it again. This horse came out of some world champion fox trotter stables in northern Utah. He's very dismissive of it, you know? It's a very dismissive. No woman would have written this.
Yeah, but no guy would say, she's one of the kindest horses I've ever been around. And I've had my 2-year-old niece ride her without any problems. Why is your 2-year-old riding a 4-year-old? Stupid.
Yeah. Well, a guy would do that, though.
That's why I like it coming from a woman. Hey, you guys, I want a ring. I want a diamond ring, and I'm going to trade you my husband's horse because he won't buy me one.
Hate that damn horse. Came out of some Foxtrotter stable.
Oh, I love it. The next one, thanks, Robin Jenna. Donahue. Robin Donahue sent this one in, and hold on. Let's see. Oh, this one should have been a winner, too. I mean, these are all so good. Great competition this week. Great stupid people out there writing really stupid ads to sell their horses. Great horse cheap, $100 in Caldwell. I'm going to read this. Like, I don't know where Caldwell is, but I think it's in the South. Don't you think it's in the South, Glenn?
It has to be in the South. Definitely in the South.
All right. This is how it starts. All right, well, first off, I'm selling my just over 2-year-old Turo-bred quarter horse filly. She is untrained and needs to be roped to be caught, and that's why I'm asking like nothing. But she will make a great track trail jumper, or where you do a figure eight, like around the poles. I forget what it's called. Well, anyways, she... I had to start...
Read that part again.
I gotta start over. This is not a winner. Robin Donahue, this is great. All right, well, first off, I'm selling my just over 2-year-old Turo-bred quarter horse filly. She's untrained, and she needs to be roped to be caught, and that's why I'm asking not nothing. But she will make a great trail, track, jumper, or where you do a figure eight, like around the poles. I forget what it's called. Well, anyways, she just needs the time and effort put in, and she'll do wonders for $100. Come get you a great horse. Oh, and don't call me if you have no trailer to get her in, or if you don't have your setup ready yet, because I don't have time to be messing around with buyers who aren't ready for a cheap $100 horse. Oh, number. Call it.
God, that should have won. Although the next one has to be one of my favorite ads of all time, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this without just losing it.
Call it.
Glenn Bean, I honest to God, when I read this morning, cracked up out loud laughing. It's one of the best ones. John Deans, thank you for sending this in. Ugliest 1973 Chevy three-quarter pickup truck in town. She runs like a racehorse. Maybe the ugliest 1973 Chevy three-quarter pickup truck in town, but look at the rest of this ad closely. Don't laugh at the pictures. She ain't pretty, but she's one hell of a truck. Runs like a dream, but needs body work. No dents or tears, but just some out-of-state rust. Love that out-of-state rust. It hasn't been on the road for over a year. I used it in my small construction business that went out of business after Obama was elected. Got that shot in. I hung on to her thinking I may go back to work, but gave up and retired. The overload springs take it up to over a ton rating. 2 20-plus gallon gas tanks. Air conditioning does not need repair. It doesn't have one. I said it was an out-of-state truck. If you need a pansy-ass air conditioning, this truck ain't for you.
Pansy-ass air conditioning.
Pansy-ass air conditioner. You got
it. I hope this person doesn't live in Phoenix, because you will die. It doesn't say where the ad is from.
Has a rear bumper extension for a camper. One dumbass with, I love this one too, you're going to love this, has rear bumper extension for a camper. Now, that's the bumper that sticks out a little too far. One dumbass was tailgating. Betsy takes that serious. When I had to stop suddenly on the highway for a passing 6-foot coyote, the dude driving the 2009 Caddy got too close, and his grill got pushed through his radiator. Betsy didn't get a scratch. I was hoping for a new paint job. No radio, but new windshield with built-in antenna if you got one around.
I love this guy.
One dumbass. Ideally, this would be a great truck with someone having the time to make it pretty. By the way, he was stopping for a passing six-foot coyote. You know that that dumbass was tailgating his beautiful pickup truck, and he was going down the highway at about 70 miles an hour, and there wasn't no coyote. He just thought, I'm going to slam on the brakes and say there was a six-foot coyote, and I'm going to watch this dude driving the 2009 Caddy go right up my ass, and my truck's going to be fine. That's exactly what happened.
I'm going to get a new paint job.
Ideally, this would be a great truck with someone having the time to make it pretty. Oh, by the way, he adds a letter to this. He says, my letter to Santa, I want a carport, stick built on site or manufactured, I don't care. I will buy the materials and you put it together. 6-foot fencing will consider all types up to 5,400 feet.
Good luck.
Electric utility vehicle like a golf cart. A pontoon boat or lumber. He's not picky. And oh, by the way, he says he is known to take cash. One of the greatest ads of all time. One of the greatest lines of all time has to be, air conditioning does not need repair, doesn't have one. I said it was an out-of-state truck. If you need pansy-ass air conditioning, this truck ain't for you.
This has got to be Phoenix, because nothing rusts in Phoenix. Because, obviously...
I am saying it's insane.
That was awesome. That was awesome. So, Glenn, I'll do this one, you do the next one, and then I'll do the winner. All right. Okay. So, Marguerite Glasgow sent in this one, and it is a red horse trailer for sale, trade, or best offer. And let me just tell you something. It's red. It is red. Little red horse trailer for sale, trade, or best offer. Bought this trailer a few months ago and haven't used it once. Need to sell, clean, and nicely made. It is a one-horse trailer with a secured top and can easily be covered, with a tarp? How can you cut? New tires and light attached, asking $700. It is a one-horse steel cage. Red. That is what this thing is.
You have to admit, it's kind of cute. You know, you plant flowers in it, it'd be great. Put it in your front yard, plant flowers.
It's not as bad because it is kind of cute, but you'd be a crazy horse to get in that trailer. One horse, look how narrow it is. It's like 2 feet wide.
There's a thoroughbred up above that would probably love to get in that trailer.
Jump right in.
Out of that farm. It's a crazy trainer lady. All right, the next one was sent in by Biz Sam and Mel Donald. Both sent this one.
This is a winner, too. Oh, my God. I mean, this is just awesome.
Let me see. I got to just... Two paint geldings. This has to be New York, Corning, New York. And thank you to Biz Stamp and Mel Donald. I don't know how Mel Donald, she lives in Australia, found this ad, but she must have been looking through our Craigslist. Two nice pink geldings has been used on ranch. Anyone can ride. Kids safe, hubby safe, willing to trade one for a boob job and the other for liposuction. Must be licensed MD with clean clinic. Please help. We've been doing this for a year and a half or 2 years, and we have never had a boob job. We've had so many people want to trade so much stuff, but we have never had anybody want to trade a boob job, ever.
I'll give you a horse for lipo. Take one. Take whichever one you want. No, what I like about this, Glenn, is, yes, we've never had anybody trade for a boob job or for liposuction. However, you must be licensed. And you must have a clean clinic. No backyard boob jobs, okay? No in-the-truck boob jobs.
If you have a dirty clinic, don't call. She doesn't want.
Only clean, licensed doctors that want to trade for paint horses. Then you didn't say anything about the horses.
How many plastic surgeons out there do you think really want a couple of paint gullies? She's really narrowing her field. I would say that.
Yeah. That there's so much. That's
wait,
so good.
Wait. I take that all back. She's in New York. There's a possibility. She's in New York.
Seriously, that's New York? Wow.
Yeah, Corning, New York. Yeah.
Doctors in Manhattan always need paint horses.
There are some damn good ads.
That's great. Now, this is our winner. Although, you know what? Oh, my gosh. There are so many great ones. There are so many great ones. But this is the winner for today. It goes to Denise Raymond. Denise Raymond, everybody. Sending in neutered gelding needs home $600 in Ridgeville/Dorchester.
Before you go any further, I'm a horse husband. I don't always understand the lingo. Aren't all geldings neutered?
Well, first of all, you say a neutered gelding. Like, that's double, right? I mean, he's a gelding.
That's what I mean.
Gelding. Yeah, neutered gelding. Yeah. No, yeah. This is not just you being a horse husband to not why you understand. I still have my male horse gelding for sale. He has been castrated, but he still acts studly. Studly. He is about 8 years old. His teeth were flooded in January 2008.
Stick those in there and flood those teeth.
And he gets his feet filled every 4 months.
That's the same hose.
Are you bragging that you don't shoe your horse until 4 months? 16 weeks? Your horse goes 16 weeks? Oh, my God. Okay. He's about 8 years old. His teeth were flooded in January. January is spelled wrong. 2008. He gets his feet filled every 4 months. I rode him, R-O-A-D. I rode him 3 times last year, and he did real good. 3 times in a year? And he did R-E-E-L good, Glenn. I measured him, and he is 15.6 hands tall. This can't be a real ad. I measured him after he got his teeth flooded and his feet filled, and he's 15.6 hands tall. Okay. We need to get Karen from Kentucky Performance Products on the phone and see if this is healthy, because he is eating corn leaves out of the field next door and some other leaves and grass and gaining weight. He is about up to 480 pounds.
Oh, my God.
All right, this just got sad. Sorry, yeah. I do not have pictures, P-I-T-C-H-E-R-S. If you want to ride him, you will need to have your own stuff and riding gear, G-E-E-R. Okay, this just got awful. I didn't read ahead that he is 8 years old and 15.6 hands tall, and he's up to 480 pounds. I don't understand.
He's eating leaves. Leaves is what he's eating.
Eating corn leaves out of the field next door. Wow, that's terrible. Denise Raymond.
That, by the way.
Right. That's awful. If there was a phone number, I would call it. I would totally call it and be like, why? I need to ask you some questions. He's castrated, but he still acts studly. He was flooded in January of 2008, though. That is 4 years ago. You had his teeth flooded 4 years ago, and he gets his feet filled every 4 months. Let's put the Horse Radio Network funds together and buy this horse. Let's just go ahead and do it.
It's only $600. It's in Dorchester. I don't know where that is. Do you know where Dorchester is?
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it right now. So, at any rate, there's your really bad ads. That's your winner. You win a Redmond Rock on a rope. Very exciting. So there you go. Enjoy.
Thank you to Denise. And thank you, everybody.
Do you have a company in the horse world? Are you looking to get the word out about your products, services, or shows? At the Horse Radio Network, we understand our advertisers need to reach the equestrian consumer in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. Internet radio shows like this one, also called podcasts, allow the flexibility and creativity to craft unique messages that stand out from the herd and reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. If you want to learn more about advertising on this show or any of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact our account manager, Lisa, at 847-790-4476. That's Lisa at 847-970-4476, or you can drop her an email at lisa@horseradionetwork.com. Our listeners are terrific, engaged, and avid horse people, the ones that you are looking for.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading.
Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right, people. You know, we've been doing this every week for, you know, I mean, it's coming up on 2 years. And I don't know if I've ever, I mean, I've horse shopped before, but I have never had the kind of luck that I have had in the past, like, 3 days. I spoke to y'all on Wednesday, and I told Glenn I was having a hard time even sitting still. So Tuesday night through Wednesday, and the rest of the afternoon actually turned out to be like the worst 24 hours of horse shopping imaginable. So
you've had some pretty bad horse shopping. That had to be terrible. We've heard some stories.
You know, and it's like if I'm looking for a horse for me, I'm a little more lenient with the people. You know, and when I talk, I don't want to go to see a horse unless I really think and they tell me that it kind of matches up with what I want. And so, you know, I asked them, does your horse, and I have like this whole list of questions that I ask. Does your horse buck? Does he bite? Does he do this? Does he do this? What's the worst? I even to ask them, I'm like, tell me, because they're going to tell you he does everything perfect. I asked them, what is the worst thing that this horse does? Oh, man, I don't know. There's just nothing. Nothing. He's just perfect. He's just perfect. That's why you're selling him for $600. I'm sure he's perfect. So, I'm going to read you the ad, and then I'm going to tell you what I found. I won't dwell on this because I'm still kind of mad about it. So the first one that I went to see, the title is Loving Thoroughbred, video available, $2,000. Okay, this is actually really close to my house. So I read this ad, and I'm like, ugh, this person's crazy. But I'll go see it. Here's the ad. Let me tell you the story of Dee Dee Zipper as I know it. I met Dee Dee Zipper in January of 2007. In my search for a horse, I got in touch with Scottsdale Equine Rescue. You see, I wanted to rescue a horse if I was going to get one. My first horse of my own was a rescue, as well as off the track. I love thoroughbreds. I find them to be some of the best loving horses. She had lots of them to choose from. I followed her to the first pen. Four or five horses were in there. I met one, then another, and then I met him. She said, "This is Richie." I looked at him, a big bay gelding, gave him a pat, and reached under his chin to pet the opposite cheekbone. As we moved on to the next pen, I pulled away from Richie, and as I did, he followed me. Just kept on my heels until I moved to the next pen. This is when I knew he would be mine. I met the other horses, but none were as sweet, as gentle as Richie. I took a few days, and then we made final plans for him to be mine. By the way, she's talking about 2007 this entire time. She goes on to say, he has been one of the best horses I have had. He has helped me to better my riding, taught me to jump, but now it's time for him to move on to help someone else to do what he loves to do. He loves to jump. As we round the arena and a jump is up, his ears go up and he gets excited. Are we jumping? He seems to ask me. Well, we just have one small problem. He doesn't like to do trails. We were working on it, but now my schedule has changed and I do not have time to devote getting him through this. So with this complication, I seek to find Rich a new home where he can be helped through this or to be used for the jumping or dressage that he was trained for. My trainer says he is one of the best horses to learn on and he knows his stuff, especially jumping. We've been doing lessons with a few kids and teenagers, and Rich has taught both my kids to ride as well. Please take a moment to see him in action. And then they post the video. And the video was what sold me because it is a woman that is now... I love, you know, I have plenty of plus-sized friends, but this is a very incredibly plus-sized woman jumping this horse, Richie, and he is so calm, okay? He just kind of, like, canters around, and she gets up on his neck, grabs mane, and then he jumps, and she flops down on his back, and he keeps his pace, and he goes to the next fence. That's the video. The actual only information she tells you about the horse besides, like, all of that garbage was he's 15'3", born March 25th, 1996, loads, clips, ties, you name it.
So I get out there to meet D-Zipper, or D-Zip-Zipper, that's his name, D-Zip-Zipper. And super nice horse on the ground, very gentle. I go to get on him, and I'm doing the flat work on him. And this woman was, you know, I wasn't going to let her ride him first. I was like, just let me get on because I've seen his videos. Let me tell you how much this horse was sedated in these videos. So this horse that loves to jump, that sees a jump and pricks his ears and gets so excited, well, he's fantastic on the flat. Walk, trot, canter, no problem. You know, he gets a little quick, but that's all right. By the way, the bit she put on this horse was a Kimberwick on the tightest, like the lowest kind of grab, and then she had a curb chain on really tight and a running martingale. So mind you, this would stop a train. Let me tell you what Richie does when he jumps. I'm like, well, I'll just take him on up to a jump. Take him up, and he jumps the jump, and then he takes off bucking. Like, we're not talking, oh, a little crow hop. We are talking head between the knees, bronco bucking, 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 and twisting, trying to get me off. Well, I'm like, I was taken by surprise, and I thought,
well, you shouldn't have been. Look, the lady said he loves to jump. She didn't say he loves to jump jumps. He was jumping up and down, up and down, up and down.
Well, this sweet angel that has taught her kids, I ended up jumping. I was trying to give him a chance. Like maybe, you know, his back hurts or something. He's got too much rein, too much bit. So I gave him a loose rein. I got off his back. I popped him over fences every single time. This horse bucked and punched and bucked and punched. And I'd ask her, does he buck? And so I rode over to her and I said, listen, lady, I asked you if this horse bucked. Does this horse do this on a regular basis? Well, I thought you meant, does he do it with my kids? I mean, he does it with me, but... Okay, next. I can't take it.
Because kids aren't human, remember?
That's right. Kids aren't human. So he doesn't buck with humans. He bucks with kids. No, bucks her off, but doesn't buck the kids off. So he's a sweet angel for the kids. All right. So obviously I hand the reins back to her. I tell her good luck. I actually ended up giving her some exercises to help the horse stop bucking after fences and told her she needed a new saddle because the saddle fit was incredibly poor and she had too much bit. And so after, I couldn't help but give her my opinion, of course. So I decided to go the opposite way. I'm like, I'm going Western. I'm going to find a good old Western.
Can we do a moral of that story before you go on? If the ad starts with, let me tell you the story, just go on. That's the moral.
Yeah. She had to tell me something about 4 years ago because there was nothing good to say about him now.
Let me tell you the story.
He wrenched my back, my shoulder. I woke up the next morning. I couldn't even ride the next day. So I'm going to go horse shopping. I've already got some appointments. So I pop a bunch of Advil, and I go to see the horse that I think would be the total opposite of Richie, the bucking DD Zipper horse. And the ad title is Gentle Horse, Good for Kids and Packing. Beginner safe horse. This is Dream Horse. Cowboy is a 14-year-old gelding. I've had him for 9 years. Great horse. Good with kids. Great trail horse. Loads. Great for shoes, baths, etc. Vet. Okay, so I call and it's this old cowboy. Yeah, he sounds great. He's this old cowboy. And I said, you know, I'm going to use him in an arena. Has he been ridden in the arena? He goes, my next door neighbor's been riding him in the arena. Like 3 days a week for 6 months. I'm like, oh my God, perfect. This horse is an hour away. I load up my students. We drive an hour away, get there. Bless his heart, he was not the prettiest of horses. He was a little unacked and long back. He's a mess, but he was a quarter horse. And I thought, if he's broke and I can put kids on him, great. I get on him. This old cowboy was selling all his horses because he was old, and he's like, my hips aren't good anymore, my shoulders hurt, blah, blah, blah. So I get on Cowboy, and I'm walking, trotting him around, and he's great. Then I go to Canter. All I do, Glenn, is I sit up, and I go, just a little kiss, just to see what he would do. That a-hole bolted like you read about. Bolted in the arena, took off, blasted around. It took me half a lap to stop him. Half a lap to stop him. He goes, he ain't never done that before. I'm like, of course not. Of course he's never done that before. So I try three or four more times. Little kid, bolt, takes off. And I said to him, I said, sir, if your neighbor's been riding this horse in the arena for the last 6 months and he's never done this before, has she ever cantered him? No, I don't reckon she's ever cantered him in the
No,
the
we trot.
She's a trot horse.
What are you, crazy?
So I'm like, thank you very much for your time. And then I have one more, and I'll give you this one really quick. Here's the ad. Super cool gelding, $2,000. And I'm like, well, that's a little pricey for, you know, a lesson horse, but maybe they're negotiable. This is Jack. He's a really pretty little gray quarter horse. He's a really super cool horse. He's 9 years old and 15 one hands. He is very well behaved. Great for grooming, saddling, and the shoer. He stands quiet, does great with loading and unloading. He's good on the trail and in the arena. He can be used for pleasure riding. He's been started on barrels. He can go around cows. He's been roped off up, and he knows how to jump. Just an all-around great horse. I wish I didn't have to sell him. I'm moving and I'm going a different direction for right now. I need him sold by the end of the week due to I'm moving and I can't take him with me. So I'm asking $2,000 or best offer. A good home would be perfect. Shoot me an email. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, does that not sound like the most perfect horse
That's
in the world?
Perfect. Yeah.
Lame, 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 lame. I mean, lame. I take a 12-year-old with me. And he walks out of the stall, and she's like, Miss Jamie? And I'm like, I know. Just don't say anything. Don't say anything. She gets on this horse and goes in the round pen. He's lame at the walk. Then she starts trotting him. And I was like, okay, stop. Stop. Did you know that your horse is lame? I mean, I'm at the point where I don't hold any punches. It's not like, oh, he's not for me. I'm like, that horse is lame. Is he always lame? Because I asked her on the phone, of course, if he's lame. Well, you know, I've had the farrier out, because why would you call the vet? I've had the farrier out, and he says that, you know, he's actually fine. It doesn't bother him at all. I'm like, he's limping. Clearly it bothers him if he's limping. Well, we're trimming him a little bit different, and I, you know, I took the shoes off. I'm like, oh, you just pulled the shoes. Maybe that's it. How long ago did you pull the shoes? Well, it was about 6 months ago. I'm out. I'm done. Seriously? Three horses, 24 hours. One bucks, one bolts, and one is lame. I'm done. I'm so sick of looking for horses. You know what? I'm going to give piggyback rides to the students that need to ride horses. I'm done.
You look really cute with a bridle and a bit.
I don't care. That's fine. Maybe John Nicholson will come over and I'll make him carry kids around. Here, get on the pony, kids. I bought him at an auction.
This week we have three winners of really bad ads. This is a segment we do every week when people submit ads, just like Jamie read here, but they're even worse. So we find the worst ones every week. This week, by the kind generosity of Dr. Rose's Remedies, we have three winners this week. Dr. Rose's Remedies is a skin treatment salve, and they also have a skin treatment spray that's perfect for, well, it's an all-natural product that's anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal, antiseptic, and anti-scarring. It has all the antis you could ever want in a product like that. And what they're going to do is send you a $50 gift pack of three of our winners. They're going to send a $50 gift pack of these products. Jennifer and I use them. We use them here at the farm here in Ocala. We got to name this place. We still haven't named our farm. We here at the farm in Ocala, we use Dr. Rose's on our dogs and our horses. So we love this stuff. You're going to love it, too. And thank you them very much. You can find out their information at drrosesremedies.com. All right, our first contestant today was submitted by Robin Kane. Why don't you, I'm going to make you do this one.
I love it. And you've got to stick around for her comment at the end of this, because she's like, this is what made me laugh. The title of Robin Kane's really bad ad is Milking Shorthorn Yearling Bull, $1,500 in Sonoma County. Milking Shorthorn Yearling Bull for sale. Dam from Innisfail herd. sire from New Zealand milking shorthorn genetics. Bull is all white and horned. Not registered. Email with phone number, pictures available. And Robin says, I know, I'm sure this is really a breed, but milking a bull sounds like a really bad idea to me. I love it. Yeah. Don't milk the bull. Just, I don't even want to think about that anymore. Just don't milk the bull. Stay away.
Thank you, Robin. Shaley Hayden sent the next one in, and she actually posted a picture on our Facebook page of Get a Horses in the Morning. You'll see it there. This is for a 16-inch English ride saddle for $75. Oh, it's in your town, Phoenix, Arizona.
Of course.
Big surprise. 16-inch English ride saddle. No brand name. Includes Miller large stirrups, padded knee rolls. Great for pleasure riding, schooling, hunter jumper, and trail riding. A very nice second everyday saddle. Normal wear and tear. Back part of seat is scuffed, but it's in good, usable condition. This is where it runs into a problem. Size is approximately the width of 35 inches. A height of 8 inches, a depth of 25 inches, and the weight is 10 pounds. Well, you know, usually when you measure a saddle, you measure the seat size. And if you got a saddle with a seat size of 35 inches, that is one big bum. That is one big butt. But I think, judging by the pictures, they took this saddle and they flattened it like a pancake. And then they measured it from the end of the flap to the end of the flap at the other side. And by the way, it's a little bit more than scuffed. Are you looking at the picture? It's got lots of scuffing.
This is awful. I'm pretty sure that this was the saddle that was on D-Zip Zipper. That's the exact same one. It looks about like that.
It is awful. And yeah, it's terrible.
How much are they asking for this? Because just awful.
I think you should run over. It's only $75. It'd be a great second saddle for you, Jamie.
Yeah, no, not so much. I wouldn't even take
that. Thank you, Shaley.
Thanks, Shaley, for sending that in. Well, Sarah Roon sent in the next one. I love it when people breed gated horses to non-gated horses. What are you trying to accomplish? You're just going to get a very confused horse. All right, so this is a half-quarter, half-Tennessee walking mare, $2,500. I can no longer ride due to bad back. She is 10 to 11, 16 hands, trained to ride English and will move off her legs with just thinking about it. Very smart, very willing, want to please. She is not gated, not for the timid. She is best suited for endurance riding. I have done 10 mile and 45 minutes with her before my last back surgery. Open to offers, good home only. I will deliver her, so I will need a picture of your horse area before she goes. I love this horse. Only letting her go because I can only ride gated horses now. Interested in a dead, broke Tennessee walking horse for trade? Took her out for a ride yesterday. 4-hour trail ride with 150 horses. This is a great horse. Basically, it's a runaway is what it sounds like. A sneaky runaway.
Not only that, she said right here, she's lying because she says right here, I'm selling this horse because of my bad back. And she says, the last time I rode the horse, I did 10 miles and 45 minutes. And then she goes on to say in the last sentence that she rode it yesterday for 4 hours, where her back isn't that bad.
Hold up. Are you telling me that somebody selling a horse is lying?
She's lying to us. And she wants $2,500 for this lying horse.
Oh, this lying, confused, poor little mare that they bred to a walking horse. I can't believe people would lie, Glenn. I just can't believe that.
Well, this one's confused. Dawn sent the next one, and Dawn Bean sent the next one in, and this one's not lying. They're just a little confused. 12-year-old chestnut quarter horse mare, trail horse. End of month special, $350. At the used car lot, the end of the street, you're going to find this horse. No. End of month special, $350. Comes with a chicken/turkey. We don't know what it is. You tell me. Repeat that. It comes with a chicken turkey. We don't know what it is, you tell me. And a bale of hay, plus all the wild rabbits you can catch. 12-year-old chestnut quarter horse mare, trail horse around 14, 15 hands, sound, good ground, manners, responsive in the saddle, and not registered. Reason for selling? Downsizing. Sounds like downsizing all around. Now, first of all, I've never had trouble telling a chicken from a turkey. Have you?
No.
No. Never had trouble with that.
I can't say that that's evaded me. And I would just Google image it. What's a chicken turkey? You know, I mean, which one is it?
I heard of a turducky. You know, a turducken, that's the thing they make it, you know, when they combine all the birds at Thanksgiving. But I've never heard of a chicken turkey. Then the other thing is, I love this line, plus all the wild rabbits you could catch. Well, I could put all the wild snakes, all the wild squirrels, all the wild hamsters. You know, you could put anything you wanted in that line.
I'm selling free. Actually, I'm giving away gophers at my place, so you just have to catch them.
Are you still having gopher problems?
I set a trap yesterday. That sucker's mine. I'm at 63, by the way. 63.
Yudi Shepherd set the next one in.
Two did drown in our hot tub, though. I guess they were thirsty.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I don't swim in that. Our hot tub's more like a little cesspool, but whatever. All right, Yudi Shepherd said in this one, pulling tractors.
I like this one, by the way.
Okay, oh, this is going to be tough because there is no punctuation except for an extreme amount of exclamation points at one place. And everything is misspelled, so I'm going to try to read it as best I can. Pulling tractors. I would like to sell to my pulling tractors. I runs like hell. It pulls like crazy. Very strong, has everything. Would like to get $1.90. This is a Cub Cadet. My other one needs one coil, $20 to fix. I don't have time anymore. Ha, say very thing, too, when you get it fixed. You just need to pull it kilt switch. That is like 5 men job. Needs paint, very good tractor, pull very, very god. This is my 10 Kohler. My Cub is 16 Kohler, and they have pulled good in stock light and stock heavy places. Give me call, text, please, could trad for old Cub. What did I just read? What are they selling?
I think you can get a tractor for $1.90. That doesn't sound bad. I don't know if it runs or not, but it doesn't sound bad for $1.90. You probably get it fixed.
I don't even know what the heck. 5 minute job, $20. I don't get it. Cubs and whatever. I don't know. Yudi, that's a really bad ad. Thank you for sending it in.
Well, Aubrey sent in a picture. You know, I'm not sure Aubrey Miller, and she's probably listening right now. She sent this picture, and I'm not sure if she was looking at a dating site and she was interested or if this was on Craigslist and it was for the quarter horse mare. And right now Aubrey is cussing me out. This says quarter horse mare, $1,500, Elm City in Nash County. 16 hands, red roan mare, easy to catch, well broke but spirited, needs experienced rider, loves to cut barrels. And Aubrey added, what, she's a welder or something? So anyway, what really makes this ad special is the interesting-looking drunk guy that's sitting on the drunk-looking horse. The bit is in upside down. It's a Western bit, but it's in backwards. It's in upside down. And not only that, the brow band on this horse is down at his eyeballs. So the guy looks totally drunk. He's got the tattoo on the arm. He's wearing the visor, by the way. Guys should not wear visors. I'm just saying. I think that's out. That's like 70s, 80s. That's done. Guys shouldn't wear visors.
This is like your total college boy bushdag, okay? He's got khaki shorts on and like boat shoes. And he's got a tank. Second of all, guys should not wear tank tops. Tank tops and visors. And he's got a tank top and a visor on. He is slumped over, and he looks like he's either passed out or about to vomit. The horse has his ears pinned back. They've got the bridle on upside down and like inside out. This is a disaster. And if they say he needs an experienced rider, I'm going to say that this guy probably doesn't qualify. Just a hunch.
Probably not. Thank you, Aubrey, and stay off those dating sites, Aubrey. Oops, are you there, Jamie? Did we lose Jamie?
Looks like we lost Jamie. She's been
We lost Jamie right in the middle of really bad ads. Well, I had the next one anyway. So Dawn Bailey sent this one in. It's a horse trailer for sale, $1,200. Now, when you... I think Jamie's back, and I don't know if she's going to... Are you back? Okay,
back.
We lost you there for a second. So I started on Dawn Bailey's, and I'm just saying that this is a horse trailer for FOUR sale, $1,200. Now, you read the ad, and we'll see what it has to do with a horse trailer.
Horse trailer for sale.
2 years and 3 months old quetter horse already broke. Very good temp. Very nice. I did break, like break him last year. Not registered. Already rode him only dollar. Call Armando. Very nice horse. You will not be disappointed of this horse in good out the trailer. Said trailer.
So the title is Horse Trailer for Sale. And then apparently we're selling a quarter horse. A quarter horse.
2 years and 3 months old. And it's a Q-U-E-T-E-R. And there's no punctuation. Armando, you got to work on your English, my friend.
Yeah. Maybe get some help next time you write the ad. You might sell sell your quarter horse better if it actually said horse in the title.
So I missed it. Did we post the drunk guy, drunk frat boy on the horse up on our Facebook page?
And Jennifer, when you post that, put the ad with it, say, from Really Bad Ads, because I think that's what's going to help make that
post. Let's not get crucified by people that are like, I don't think anybody should be riding without a helmet. That's not us, people. It's a really bad ad.
Yep. Make sure that you post correctly when you post that and qualify that it's not us. Katie Smith sent in the next one, and I think she's a new contributor. I don't remember Katie, so thank you very much, Katie. One horse trailer, $500. We always have our horse trailer picture. And this one is one horse, single axle trailer, 4 foot by 9 foot box, inside is 70 inches tall by 80 inches long, also has tack and manger, needs paint, lights, work, and has new floor with mats and ramp load. Other uses as well, $500. It is a box on a chassis that somebody welded together. It looks like it's armor plated. It doesn't have any paint, but it looks like they took these metal sheets of armor plating and they put it together and they put a little slit in the side window. Jennifer said it could, if they painted it solid, shiny black, it could be a SWAT team trailer and they could put Jack Daniels in it and take him out and they could just chase down the enemy. That's SWAT.
You know what it looks like to me is, you know, when, the people come to the bank with the armored cars with the money, and there's those little slots that you can stick your gun out of to shoot people. That's what those little slots are.
That's exactly right. I agree with you totally. That is the trailer of the week, the SWAT team trailer. And Jennifer will post a picture on that on Horses in the Morning, too. Well, let's save that next save the next beautiful trailer for next week and go right to the winners.
Okay, so we've got three winners, and we just want to let everybody know, thank you for sending all of your ads in. This one had to win something, and this one was sent in by Robin Kane, and here you go.
You want me to read it? You're going to have trouble with this one, so I'll read one. Yeah, mentally you're going to have a problem with this being a vegetarian.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no. It says, partially blind, autostrollar, pen anyone. I have a black autostrollar pen that who is a little over a year old. She got sick a few months ago. I'm not sure if she got an obstruction by eating something indigestible or poisoned by a rhododendron or some other bad for chickens plant in my yard. She stopped eating for over a week, and I thought she was a goner for sure. She started to eat and drink again, but oddly, she lost some or most of her eyesight, and all her feathers around her face turned white. She does not move around much except to eat and drink. I was planning on euthanizing her if she didn't get better, but she is perhaps treatable or perhaps edible. I thought somebody, I would see if somebody, anybody, wants her before I put her down. As a vegetarian, I'm not going to eat her, but I really don't want to see her go to waste either. For some reason, I can't hear those words coming out of your mouth, and you're a vegetarian.
And I have chickens. You'll eat my sick chicken over my dead body. Okay?
She was a show
quality beauty.
Beauty.
Before this.
Beauty.
Yeah. Glenn, I think you need to hang up and call back because we're losing you a little bit. But she was a show quality beauty before this. And maybe somebody out there knows more chicken medicine than I. So if you're interested in Mamba the Hen to adopt or eat, give me a call. I highly doubt she has an infectious disease as she's lived with the rest of my chickens for 2 months with no transmission to others. My name is Nick. So this is a guy vegetarian with a sick chicken that we're not sure if it's infectious, but go ahead and eat her. Why not?
Yep, yep. You might die, but maybe not.
That's awful. That's
so thank you, Robin.
Rachel Rosenthal sent in the next winning one. I'm gonna get through this as easy as I can here. Does my sound sound okay?
Yes, you're good.
All right. Beautiful Arab quarter horse mare, 7 years old, shown and competed, winner. Here's the ad. I'm gonna do the best I can here and try to get through this. Beautiful Arabian quarter horse mare, 7 years old, shown and competed. We call her Spinner, registered under Massad Spinner, 14-3 hands, born May 3rd, 2005. Has a nice muscly body and pretty big, but an Arab baby face that makes you want to hug and kiss her, but this is not the horse to be baby. She will take advantage of you. Hold up. So she's got that Arab baby face and makes you want a smoochy face, but don't kiss her because she'll bite you.
Yes.
Shown hunter, dressage, bareback hunter, jumper, pony club, hunter, and would be a good cow horse, barrel, gaming, anything. Moves like a ballerina. You can watch for hours. Gorgeous extenuation. Let me read that sort of sentence again.
Extenuation.
Moves like a ballerina, you can watch for hours. Gorgeous extenuation. Can go for hours and hours. Lots of energy. Pretty hard to handle, strong horse. Very well trained. Not a beginner horse. Has a very nice and steady headset. And very genteel on the mouth. If you have to strong of hands, she will yang her head back and forth till you give it back. Yes, you have to be very confident rider and strong rider. And she sets her head better now than she does in those picks. Flies over jumps, little spooky, very confident horse. Huh? She flies over jumps, little spooky, very confident horse. A spooky horse is not a confident horse, my friend. There's so much wrong with this. Loves people.
Except when she's biting them.
let's find as many oxymorons that are right, yes. Like complete opposites that are right next to each other. Little spooky, very confident horse. Loves people, sometimes hard to catch. That's the next line. She loves people, sometimes hard to catch. She's fast, ties, cross ties, loads, Danford Farrier, good ground manners. She has been shoes once, but mostly goes barefoot, nice feet. She has ability to do anything. I do not have time for her. She is my love, but I have school. Frowny face. Some of these picks are a little old. She has a much better set now. Doesn't need a martingale. Only sometimes when she's had a couple days or weeks off to get it back in her head. She will only go to a home that is going to have something to do with this horse, but she will take you to the top. We already have an offer at $6,000, but it depends on the home she's going to, so anything goes, email or text. Then she proceeds to give the bloodline. And this is a half Arab quarter horse. So you tell me which ones are the Arabs and tell me which ones are the quarter horses. And I'm just going to read these as fast as I can. Miss Ad Spinner, W.A., Miss Ad Aswad, Arabian Halim El Hara, Ansata Ibn Halima, Nazir Mansour, Bin Sahima Halima, Sheikh El Arab Ragi, Sheikh Nile Don.
You can probably quit there. There's 62 of them. I counted.
And then it goes on down like Lightning Bar, Billy Joe, Shorty Bill, Starlight. Guess which ones are which. That's a great ad. That's a great, really bad ad. Thank you, Rachel, for sending
it
that.
It was really bad. There's so much wrong with it. We can't even do it.
Yeah.
The next one we just didn't get. I just totally didn't get it. And it's a really bad ad because I just don't get it. And John Merriman sent this in. Thank you, John. John asked the question, why would anybody want this? And John, I'm asking the same question. And all of us talked about it before, and we just don't get it. Maybe somebody can enlighten us, where it's probably just us. It says the title is Horse Feathers, Tri-State. Horse feathers, with 15 exclamation points. Put real beautiful feathers in your horse's mane or tails. We'll come out to your barn. Group rates available for birthday parties or for riders and their horses. Email for rates with information and how many horses. Feathers stay in for a month or longer. Also, very easy to remove. We'll show you how to take them out. And what it is a picture of a horse's butt. And all you see is the butt and the tail with this thing that looks like the horse had diarrhea sticking out of it. It doesn't look like a feather. It looks like a big turd. I don't get it.
It does. It looks like a big turd stuck to the tail. And I don't know why you would have birthday parties and you'd like pin the tail on the donkey, stick the feather up the horse's butt. That's our party game.
This is what this looks like. It looks like the, you know, we're crossing birds and horses. Maybe he was hoping that if we stuck enough feathers in, they'd fly.
Nah, good luck with that. This is great. Well, everybody, thank you so much for your really bad ad submissions. Keep them coming. We'll be doing it again next week, and we'll have fantastic prizes. I will tell you now that I am not going to look at an ad until next week's submission.